The 8th District is one of only 29 open seats in the House of Representatives around the country this fall. John Gard is leaving his post as Speaker of the State Assembly to run for Congress. And he's already brought in the President, Vice President, and Senator John McCain to campaign for him. This time, it was First Lady Laura Bush's turn.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. It's really an incredibly wonderful day to be able to be in De Pere, Wisconsin, with one of the, if not the classiest person in the United States of America, the First Lady Laura Bush.
Nationally, Republicans are battling scandals, corruption charges, and a fall-off in support for the war in Iraq. In light of low approval ratings for the Bush administration, Laura Bush remains popular and has a full schedule of campaign appearances. This month has been one of the deadliest for American soldiers since the war in Iraq began, and Bush told the crowd of supporters the only way to honor the sacrifices of U.S. troops is to complete the mission there.
John Gard appreciates our troops' sacrifice. He understands that this election is critical to the future of our country, and he knows that America faces challenges too important to be reduced to simple politics.
The First Lady's campaign appearance is expected to raise $250,000 for Gard. He faces Democrat Steve Kagan in the November 7th election. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.